Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Arlene Shaver, who is at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center, and we're also going to be visiting with Julie Nelson, who is an activity director there. So, first of all, good morning to you, Arlene. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, and I know when people hear your name, Arlene, those people who know you, probably are going to guess that we're going to talk about art, because you are one of Atlantic's longtime artists. Is that right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I want to go back in your memory, Arlene. When do you remember kind of the first thing that you drew or painted?
Well, probably when I was working the telephone office, when I took lessons from Oscar Sermani from Omaha, from Amy Sadle. She lived here in Atlantic at that time, and her name wasn't Sadle then, was it? It was her single name. And from B. Maylander, and there was quite a few in our class. And Larry Greenwald from Shenandoah, he painted in acrylics, and that's when I started painting in acrylics, because of the turpentine with the oils, it kind of bothered a person's respiratory area.
So, Arlene, you've had a lot of different instructors. That says to me you've learned a lot, but it also says to me that your interest just continued and you were always kind of searching for the next new thing that you could work on.
Style.
Yes.
Of doing
yes.
things,
yes.
I expect.
So how would you describe your style?
Well, I like to paint on 8x10s because they fit in my drawer easy. I have painted on bigger ones, 9x12s and even bigger, for relatives that wanted something. And
do you paint animals, people,
yeah,
trees?
Animals and I paint people, but not portraits.
Okay.
But I have tried portraits, but it's hard to make it look like them. And I paint people, and I usually paint off of something, like a photo, like a picture that I've taken, or a picture that somebody has given me that they thought would make a good picture.
Mm-hmm. And there's another thing. When you say that, I know that people think about you as an artist because they bring you things that they think would be a good picture. So that's really good, Arlene. I want to go back just a little further, because before we talk more about acrylics. But when you were in grade school, did you do any drawing and painting when you were in grade school?
When I was in country school, I did pencils, drawings. I remember painting a picture of Lincoln in pencil, rather, and on a lined tablet. I still think I've got it at home in my recipe book.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful to keep all those things, because
that's about the only thing I got that's way back then, though.
Now, Arlene, have you sold paintings as through the time people come in and say, will you paint this for me, Arlene?
Well, since I've been here, I've sold, there's been about 12 I've sold in the first year or so. And then the other day I sold a couple from a friend. And, of course, my sister likes a lot of them, so she's got her walls covered, too.
Now, we're going to be talking here about an art show. We love talking to Arlene, but I just want to mention that in a little bit here, we're going to be talking about an art show that's going to be held here, because other people are going to be invited in.
That's
right. So you want other people to share also.
Yes, I want them to come and participate and bring their artwork.
Yes. Great. And we're going to ask Julie to talk about when that's going to be and kind of what do people need to do.
I'm Julie, and I'd like to invite everybody in the community who has some kind of an artistic skill to come and share it with us. The date is the 27th or 28th of February at 2:30 in the afternoon in the dining room at the nursing home. I'd also like to add that Arlene is one of our favorite people here because she is so artistic and she spends hours and hours at the table painting, and we all have so much fun watching her. So we wanted to share that experience with each and every one of you. I encourage you to participate and bring your artwork, or just come and look at all of the wonderful things that people in our community can do.
You know, sometimes it's really important for people to appreciate others' work. You know, say, I couldn't do that. Well, that's okay, but you need to appreciate the work that people do. Now, sometimes when we say art, people think, well, I have to bring an oil painting. That's not necessarily true.
No, we encourage anybody that china paints, pencil paints, any sculpturing, any art skill that you have to come and share it with us.
Okay, when do people need to bring these things in? The show starts at 2:30 for everybody to come and see it. What about bringing the items here?
We'd like to have you bring them in about 1:30 in the afternoon, and you can set them up and display them any way that you'd like. I would be happy to be here. If you need more information, you can call the nursing home and ask for Julie.
Okay, that's if you look it up in the phone book, it's under Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. And, it would be good if you have questions to call, and especially plan to come at 1:30 on the 28th to bring your items in. And I know that we're really looking forward to seeing other people's work. In addition to all your great work, Arlene, you're a real supporter of art and encourage people.
Yes.
Yeah. So we want to see everybody's work.
I want to see everybody come that's an artist and not an artist either.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Look at them and...
Now, one of the names you mentioned was Amy Sadle.
My name is Brandon.
She graduated from Atlantic High School, and she might be here, and she might not.
I hope she comes.
Yes, that would be really fun to have her here. But as Julie and I were visiting, and you visiting with you, Arlene, we said, we all have some paintings of Amy's. Maybe we could show those even if Amy isn't here. Wouldn't that be fun to see those?
Good.
Yes.
Very good.
Now, another thing you mentioned, that you went to all these instructors and you changed from oil to acrylic. What other kinds of changes, you know, as you went from one teacher to another teacher, what were some of the new things that you changed in your own work?
Well, I tried watercolor, too. I tried all the mediums, you might say. And watercolor, you can't cover it up. Whereas oil, if you can let it dry, you can paint over it. And you can do that with acrylic, too.
Yeah, yeah. And did you change kind of how you designed or laid out your work? What were some of the things that you went with each of these teachers?
I don't know about that.
Yeah?
I guess I just do it. My grandmother painted. She painted on corrugated cardboard. And I remember she'd take gum and put it in little pieces on the corrugated cardboard. She'd paint over that. That would be the feathers on a peacock.
Well, I think she was way before the time, because that's sort
right.
of an in thing right now, is those collages or the
that's
texture.
Right. Yeah. That's right. I don't remember what she used for paints back then.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either, because whether she could go out and buy.
Maybe that's where I got my interest.
I think that artwork is in your blood.
It could be. My older sister painted, too. She isn't alive anymore. She lives in Des Moines.
Uh-huh.
But she did some painting, too.
Okay. Well, that, you know, that's a really important thing, I think, to think about how those interests are handed down. Do you have any of your grandmother's paintings?
Yes, I have one at home of a teepee and Indians and painted, and it's up above in my spare bedroom on the wall.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. What year? Can you think about what year would that have been possibly? Was that like 1900, 1920, what time would you think that might have been when you were seeing your grandmother paint?
She painted it?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Were you a little girl? I know.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And I appreciate that, because time goes by so fast, it's hard to remember all of those things. So we want to, again, remind people the date of the show is...
February the 28th, 2:30, at the Atlantic Nursing Home and Rehab Center in Atlantic, Iowa, in the dining room.
All right. So bring your paintings in by 1:30. Call the Atlantic Nursing Rehab Center if you have a question. Julie checked, it's 3952, 243-3920. And come and join and enjoy all of Arlene's paintings and all of the other paintings here. We really appreciate that, your effort, Arlene, to make this happen. So until next time, here's the thought. Today is the oldest you're ever going to be, yet the youngest you'll ever be.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun.